For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colpluco with these headlines. Weather forecasters say Tropical Storm Chris has reached hurricane strength while moving away from the United States coast in the Atlantic. Around 5 this afternoon, the National Weather Service in Miami said the storm was about 205 miles east-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, with maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour. It was headed northeast at 10 miles per hour. No coastal watches or warnings were in effect. Automaker BMW says it will build more of its popular SUVs overseas to offset the higher cost of sending cars to China because of recently enacted tariffs. Media reports the company will also raise the price of South Carolina-built vehicles sold in China. Chinese officials imposed a new 40% import tax on cars from the United States in retaliation for tariffs on Chinese goods. Federal investigators today are grilling train company executives about a deadly crash that happened in the Midlands earlier this year. CSX executives told the National Transportation Safety Board that the company has made several safety changes since the February 4th crash outside of Columbia. The NTSB has said previously that a switch was left in the wrong position. The mistake sent an Amtrak passenger train onto a sidetrack where a CSX freight train was parked. The Amtrak engineer and conductor died at the scene. More than 100 passengers were taken to hospitals for treatment. At the time of the crash, automated signals that could have warned the passenger train to stop before reaching the switch, sending it down the sidetrack, were turned off as workers installed a new system. The FBI's plan to fix a crack in its gun background check system is taking shape, but when it will be implemented is unclear. The Charleston Post and Courier reports the FBI has been experimenting with a national database that has access to hundreds of millions of law enforcement records. Officials hope it will allow them to process checks in a timely manner, but gave no timetable for when it would go into use. The Charleston loophole, as it's come to be known, was exposed after convicted killer Dylan Roof purchased the handgun he used to fatally shoot 9 people. The FBI failed to flag an arrest record that would have blocked Roof from buying the gun. And one of the state's most popular tourist destinations is taking a tough stance against short-term rentals like Airbnb. Charleston is cracking down on people who lack permits for offering rentals after complaints that short-term renters use too many parking spaces and party late into the night. Charleston's new rules include fire marshal inspections, business licenses, and other requirements, and the city now has 3 full-time employees to enforce them. Anyone caught in violation could face fines topping $1,000 a day and 30 days in jail. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.